Check out my newly renamed podcast, Democracy on Fire with Kay Brown, where we'll discuss the ongoing conflict with Iran and its implications for our economy, security, and upcoming elections. Hope to see you there. Democracy on Fire on United America Network.
Welcome to Hotspots on the United America Network. From the shifting landscapes of politics and culture to the urgent challenges facing our planet and our communities, this is where the conversations that matter most come alive. With her experience as a journalist, legislator, and activist, Kay Brown brings sharp insight, uplifting perspective, and unflinching courage to the issues shaping our future. Get ready for candid conversations, bold ideas, and the pushback our times demand. Now, here's Kay.
Welcome to Hotspots. I hope you are getting your plans together and your signs made for No Kings 3 happening across the country this weekend. I'll be chatting about this incredibly important upcoming protest with Reverend Ian Riddell. He's minister of the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Desert in Rancho Mirage, California, and I'm so pleased to welcome him.
It's great to be here, Kay. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. Reverend Ian is one of the organizers and song leaders for the local iteration of Singing Resistance, which is a national movement that started in Minneapolis and has spread across the country. Reverend Ian has been the lead minister here at the Unitarian Universalist Church of the Desert since July 2021. After serving a year as assistant minister, before relocating to the Coachella Valley with his husband, Mark, he served at Unitarian Universalist Churches in San Diego and Las Vegas. He was ordained in August of 2012 after graduating from Meadville Lombard Theological School. And before entering full-time ministry, Reverend Ian served three Unitarian congregations as music director. He's been an academic editor, a director of LGBT community courses, and a public school teacher. Before we get into more detail about the Singing Resistance, I just want to review for a moment why taking part in protests matters. When people show up, our leaders notice. And the 3.5% rule, which was researched by Erica Chenoweth, suggests that if 3.5% or more of a population actively participates in sustained nonviolent resistance, they can compel political change or topple an authoritarian regime. And historically, no regime has survived a sustained violent challenge. A sustained nonviolent challenge of this scale. And there are many signs that the United States is slipping or sliding or stumbling, however incompetently, into authoritarianism, which is a very bad thing if you care about our rights and freedoms and personal liberties. So there's certainly a lot to protest and a lot going on here as we build toward this important show of resistance. Reverend Ian, tell me about the Singing Resistance movement and how you got involved in it.
As you said, Singing Resistance really were earlier predecessors, but really developed as the situation in Minneapolis and Minnesota developed over the past few months. And people were wanting to find ways to resist the imposition of ICE and the federal government in their communities and call back against the violence and against the repression that was happening. And protest is powerful and important. Witnessing is powerful and important. And we also know that singing together as a group, singing into the world, provides us some real deep connection and gets into different parts of who we are than just shouting slogans and just marching, which are all very important too. And so this movement that had its beginnings in Minneapolis and spread around the country as other protest and resistance groups around the country, people wanting to get involved with pushing back against what's happening in our country and wanting to find different ways to do it, ways that are about connection and community and grounded in love as well as in anger. And that's the root of it for me and for a lot of people, is the power of singing together to make change.
Where are singing resistance groups springing up? Besides the Cookeville Warren.
Right. That are developing this system. And one of the reasons for me as a minister and a musician why it's important is that, as I said, singing together is something that congregations, religious people of all stripes, understand as a really powerful way of expressing our values and of building community together. And so if we can build community, heal our own hearts, and make a point all at the same time, that's really powerful. One of the things that I think is really great in some locations, and I've seen this in Minneapolis and other places, is some of the songs that Singing Resistance has developed are songs aimed directly at the ICE agents, asking them to repent or change their hearts or decide that they can't do this anymore. It's a really powerful way to songs get into us in different ways. Pete Seeger said, you know, a song, the right song could change the world. And I think that's a really powerful thing.
Is there a songbook of specific music that is being shared widely?
Yes, there is a songbook that has been pulled together initially by the folks in Minneapolis and Minnesota and added to over time by others. There are a couple that I had heard before, but it is generally a new set of music. We are walking and singing in long traditions, long protest traditions, where music has been important. The civil rights movement was motivated and enlivened by the protest songs of that era. And that was also true with Occupy Wall Street. It's been true in protests against the original Iraq War, that music and singing have been a way, it's a long tradition, it's not new. But the songs that we are singing right now are ones that have come out of that songbook that is being shared with organizers everywhere.
Let's listen to one now at our No Kings 3 rally here in Palm Springs on March 28th. You'll be leading the crowd in learning and singing several protest songs. The one we're going to play is Freedom Bound by Jane Sapp and inspired by June Jordan. And it was recorded at your church a few days ago. We've come too far. We can't turn around. We'll flood the streets with justice. We are freedom bound. As you mentioned, the people in Minneapolis used communal singing to oppose ICE and the gathering outside in the cold and in churches, protesting fear and rage and grief and bolstering courage in the face of what's been going on there. What do you see for this Coachella Valley group going forward? Do you expect to be participating again after this protest coming up, or do you have specific plans for the future?
We don't have specific plans yet, but we do have plans to continue. This is not a one-off for us. The members of my congregation who are part of the Singing Resistance group, and we know that there are many folks there as well from other of the core community and church choruses in town. We hope that this will be an ongoing thing, because one of the things for me that is really important is, yes, this is, we're getting ready for the protests, and that is important, and we're going to teach some songs to the group. But also, one of the reasons that singing together is so important is that it's healing for us. The act of coming together and singing together, whether we're at a protest rally or just sitting in a community hall together singing, is healing and empowering and inspiring and enlightening and helping us to build the world we want to see in our heads and our hearts before we go out into the world to make that happen there. So I think we definitely want to continue to do more. And as we do, we'll certainly let people know what's going to be happening.
Are people writing more new songs now? I know at least a couple of people that are playing around with variations of songs. Is there a way that entrepreneurial musicians can get their songs considered and included in the Singing Resistance?
You know, people are definitely writing more songs. A lot of the songs we have were written specifically for the Minneapolis situation. So I would imagine that reaching out to the Singing Resistance movement in general, there would be ways to share those songs.
If there are songs that end up being performed this weekend, we can get recordings of those.
Exactly.
And if there are some that really catch on, a good song's got to be easy to learn and have powerful lyrics. And I know many of the ones that are now part of the singing resistance have those characteristics.
And what's really wonderful about it is this bottom-up movement, this idea that these songs grow out of the protest. There's not some council in Washington saying, this is the song you must sing. They grow out of the experience of folks. And so I would imagine that over time, we may integrate some of the older civil rights movement songs, but also new songs that people come up with. It's definitely a growing area of creativity.
Yeah, very exciting. So we do stand on the shoulders of the people who've gone before us, singing to build community and offer hope. And really, it's a voice of sanity calling out these dehumanizing acts, such as terrorizing neighbors and detaining them without due process. So it's a good thing to celebrate the benefits that music can give us, especially in times like these.
Oh, definitely.
So make a plan and show up, because there are going to be a lot of people there, and it's important to think about logistics and make a plan. When we work together, we can maintain momentum and move things forward towards successful elections in the fall, where we will flip control of the Congress and begin to hold Trump and his cronies accountable for the many illegal, unconstitutional, corrupt, and cruel things that have already happened. And it's a war in Iran that's killing civilians and disrupting the global economy. Singing can bring joy and a sense of solidarity and purpose that goes far beyond the music or our gatherings across the country this weekend. So come flood the streets with justice. We are freedom bound.
Thank you, Kay, for having me. And thank you for drawing attention to this really powerful, important way of participating and being part of bringing change. Thank you.
You're welcome. And even if you don't know the words or whatever, you can learn them on the fly. So everybody's welcome. And
exactly,
everybody's encouraged to get involved.
And we'll teach you the songs, and you just have to show up. And we're opening and closing the rally, so there's plenty of opportunity to sing together. We hope you'll join us.
Thank you, Reverend, for being here, and thanks for singing us into a new space and to a better future. Hope to see you out there. So come flood the streets with justice. We are freedom bound. If you've had enough and want to wake up our recalcitrant Congress, join me on Democracy on Fire with Kay Brown for the top 23 reasons we need regime change now. Hope to see you there, Democracy on Fire, on United American Network.